there's 2,385 listed companies on the stock exchange, and five of them accounted for 78% of the gains for this calendar year.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we explore the intersection of success and significance. We discuss alternative investment options from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate, but most importantly, how we're using that business to impact people in a positive way to leave a legacy that matters. Let's get after it.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast. My name is Stephen Libman. I am your host. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, today we're going to be talking about stock market information. I have some folks that are coming over, pulling some money out of stocks, putting it into real estate investments with us. And people keep talking about how good the market has been this year. And it has been. I mean, overall, the market's up. It was up 300 points yesterday. And there's been some big gains. But I always like to do research into what is creating the driver. What's the driving factor for these big gains? And started to read some Morningstar reports recently, and I'm going to share with you some of the charts and things that we're reading. But man, the biggest takeaway from what I have found is that 78% of the gains of the market for this year are related to the top five stocks in the market. So five out of hundreds of companies in the stock market are driving the relative losses and gains, which I think it speaks to some level of volatility, right? When you have all of your eggs in five baskets and one of those companies takes a hit, which inevitably they do, it'll take the entire stock market down with it. So there's 2,385 listed companies on the stock exchange, and five of them accounted for 78% of the gains for this calendar year. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to be able to show you some of these charts. If you're not, and you're listening to the audio, then I'll just put the Morningstar report up and you can kind of see some of the graphs yourself at a different time. Okay, let's take a look. So it says, we might be entering a new bull market, but nearly all of 2023's returns are from the largest stocks, including Apple, Microsoft, NVIDIA. So the first is the breakdown of 2023's, the 10 largest and the rest of the index. So the 10 largest funds accounted for more than 10% of the total amount of gain, which is 78% of the total gain in the market. So Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Google, Amazon, and NVIDIA accounted for 78% of the total gain in the market. Now, since 2009, when you look at the averages, they usually took 5 to 10% of the market total gain, five or 10 largest stocks. So if 10 of the largest stocks relate to 5 to 10% of the market's total gain, and now five companies are making up 78% of the market gains. This isn't good or bad, by the way. I mean, I don't like to see this level of hyper concentration. Everybody that talks about long-term investments, they always talk about diversification. So this is not diversified, right? The long-term adjusted average is somewhere between 2 and 3% of growth, but this year it's making up the top 10 represents 97% of the total growth. So it's just hyper concentration. And what that means is over time, as those companies, if one company were not well, then it would tank the entire market. And that's what gives me some pause in thinking that five of these companies are dragging that much into the market. So no year in history has been as concentrated as 2023. Now, there have been concentrations in the past, but the biggest concentration was the top 10 companies relating to 37% of total market movement, right? So it's more than double this year. And the last time it did that, by the way, was the five largest stocks at 37%. That was in 2020, as we were coming through COVID and started to see a bull run there. Right now it's 78%. So more than double. So just talking about concentration, it also makes me think, why are people investing into these particular five stocks? Obviously, Tesla, Apple, Microsoft, Google, people know these names, NVIDIA. I think FOMO drives a lot of this, right? So more people think that they're missing out on this bull run. They go out, they tell their advisor to buy them more of this stock or more of that stock. And sometimes that's a great play. And sometimes it can fail you because we don't know where the top of those shares are going to be, when they're going to come down, how long they're going to last. How long will that run last for? And granted, over the last 5, 10 years, whatever, I know that Tesla's been up like 1,200%. So people have done very well on it. And it's not to dog these five companies. It's just to showing that level of concentration in your portfolio also leads to added risk. So this is a great picture right here, US market return composition. So in 2020, these are the top 10 companies, right? And they related to that 37% of the market. So here's the rest of the market in gray. In 2023, this is the rest of the market, just in terms of size. So really interesting comparisons between historical averages, how much these guys are making long term, and then what the run has been over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months, how heavily weighted they are for those five particular stocks. So when you're thinking about diversification, if all of your eggs are in that basket, you've done really well. If you're looking at the market as a whole, then you're seeing, oh, the market's up by X number of dollars, but recognizing that those five stocks are really the driver behind the total market share being up or down. If you remove those five, then the market's actually down this year. So pretty interesting in terms of where the numbers come from. We can make statistics look like anything we want, but man, you got to make sure you're really looking at how your portfolio is diversified, how your portfolio is performing. And look, we all think, this is the human psyche now I'm talking about, we all think that good times are going to continue. So there is always that fear of missing out and throwing more money into the market. But historically, we always think that things are going to continue on the same that they are. Right? You talk to anybody that's ever been involved in a recession or a pandemic or anything like that, everybody's blindsided. Now, why is everybody blindsided if everybody talks about how the markets move in cycles? Because when it's good, we think it's going to continue to be good. When it's bad, we're just waiting for it to get good again. So psychologically speaking, it's important to not have this emotional bias that usually makes us go in or out of different stocks and bonds at different times. So anyway, all this to say, we have been making the same boring returns for the last 12 years. They're the same. They're consistent. Lack of volatility is why we're in real estate markets in general. And consistently over the last 50 years, it's outperformed almost 2-to-1 to the S&P 500, even in bull markets like this, right? So the market had a terrible time in 2021, 2022. It's coming back with a vengeance right now, but it's really only five companies because people are buying those because they're in the news. So anyway, take a look at your portfolio. If you have questions about anything, obviously you can always reach out to us. Go to investingwithpurpose.org to see how you can participate in different types of projects that we're doing, get to know us, understand how you can invest outside of the stock market, at least a piece of your portfolio so that you're more diversified into non-market correlated assets. And that's what we like about it, is because the market, when it's doing good, we can do well in real estate. When it's doing bad, we can do well in real estate. All real estate is not created equal, right? So we're still seeing residential properties stay pretty stagnant or go up a little bit depending on the areas. But multifamily investments are predicated on the value of the property, not necessarily the value of the property down the street. And that's important to understand as well. So thanks for tuning in. Hope this was helpful. Hope you're looking at your portfolio and making good decisions for you and your family, just like we all are trying to do. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, would you leave us a review and share this with your friends? And go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about how to partner with us and to learn more about the nonprofits that we support around the world.